Yeah.
Tyrell, Jamie Lau, how are you?
I'm at the doctor's office.
I'm sorry.
I'm at the doctor's office. I just stepped out here to call you. My son's really bad sick.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I ain't really, to be honest with you, I ain't trying to be mean or nothing, but dude, I don't really remember much, dude. I've got so much I'm going on in my life right now. I'm really sorry, man.
Well, why don't you explain to me what Sean Bowman looked like?
Say what now?
Can you tell me what Sean Bowman looked like?
He's no longer living it.
What'd he look like when you knew him?
When I knew him, he always kept a short haircut and stuff. He was about, I don't know exactly how tall him was. I don't really know exactly. But anyway, I'm at the doctor's office.
Tyrell,
I'll be done.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Let me just cut through it all, because you know where I'm getting with this.
Go ahead.
Do you in fact know any of this? Because none of these guys say they know you. Sean says he doesn't know you. Sean Bowman's alive. Sean Bowman's not dead. Sean Bowman's alive. He didn't get shot that night. So why did you give this statement? That's what I'm trying to get at. What's the truth here?
The truth is what was told to me. I don't remember word for word because I wasn't there. But all I'm going about is what was told to me. I don't know what a lie is or not. I wasn't there. I wasn't around. And when George Sprinkle come to see me, you know, he was Ted saying stuff, you know, and he would ask me a question, and I would be like, yeah. So some things was kind of, you know, his part answering questions, too. So, but I understand, though, that you're trying to help somebody. So I don't know.
What do you mean George Sprinkle was telling you stuff?
Like about the crime, and he was like, well, what did he say, you know, what did Kenny tell you and all that stuff?
So what did Kenny really tell you? Did Kenny really tell you anything? Do you know Kenny?
Yeah.
And did Kenny really tell you anything?
Absolutely, yeah.
And do you know Robert Wilcoxon?
Robert Wilcox.
Detroit. Do you know Detroit? You know Detroit, don't you?
Yeah.
Tell me what Detroit looks like.
Oh, he's dark skin, short hair.
Okay.
He was out here. He's from Detroit. That's why they called him that. He had a girlfriend named Dia.
Okay. Because none of these people know you. Or none of them say they know you. That's including Sean Bowman, who you just told me was dead.
So they don't know me.
Yep.
They probably don't know me by my name.
What name did you go by?
Well, back in years ago, I went by a gang name called Pun. But, you know.
What were those names again?
Hold on a second. Come here, buddy. All right, I'm going to step over here. Listen, when that stuff happened, when Kenny come to my house and told me everything, that's all I remember. Now, some of the things that I've said, I might have exaggerated a little bit, but what he said happened, that's what he said. I know him good.
Did you know George Sprinkle before he came to see you?
No.
You didn't know George Sprinkle? Was he supervising you while you were in Buncombe County? Because he supervised sex offenders.
Well, I got to go out. I got to go back in the back. I'll call you back here shortly.
All right.
And finish this.
Thank you.